beloved, we are to walk with the knowledge, which is an understanding of the glory of God. When you're down, when you're low, when you are at the bottom of the bottom, and you're just like, you start getting into your word, and it's just not enough. That means you need to keep on letting the water of life fill the lowest parts of you. Don't just be low, I read. You keep on reading. Why? Because you have to get filled up. Let the water fill the lowest part of your life first. And then at that point, the water starts to rise up. And when that water starts to rise up, you're getting built up. Why? Because you have an understanding of the knowledge of God. And the glory, that the knowledge of the glory of God is for you. But in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What did we read in Habakkuk 2:14? Knowledge. We need knowledge of the glory. We need knowledge of the glory of God. But in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. We're not going to be destroyed because we are not walking in a lack. We don't walk in a lack. We walk in the fullness. We walk in the fullness of God's knowledge. It is God's knowledge, right? He's given it to us. It's spiritual wisdom. It's spiritual understanding. And we receive it from him because his word gives it to us. When I open up my word and I read it, it's the light of Christ that enters into me. And it gives understanding to the simple because that's just what his word says, which means it gives me understanding. It gives me knowledge. Understanding that we get to walk in the knowledge of God's glory. When we walk in the knowledge of God's glory, our lives change. And when our lives change because they're filled with the truth of God's word, that's when we reflect the light of Christ. We just got done reading the scripture about the light that shines in our hearts in 2 Corinthians 4 and 6, right? But that light that is there, because Jesus gave it to us, cannot become dull and it cannot become dim. It must be brightly shining. But our part is to partner with the Holy Spirit and do our part. And so tag, you're it. Oh, praise God. Turn your Bibles to Habakkuk 2:14, please. Thank you, Father. Oh, goodness. Father is so good and so faithful, Lord. Lord, you've taken us in an understanding of the glory of God. You've been teaching us about the glory, the realm of your glory. And this has been going on now for a little while. And I thank you for the realm of your glory because you have accented it, you've highlighted how important it is for us to walk in that realm of glory, for us to press into that realm, for us to acknowledge, first of all, that there is a realm of glory, for us to understand that it is for us to walk in, and for us to understand that when we walk in it, when we live in it, this is the realm of miracles. This is the realm where we are so in tune, you know, connected with the Spirit of the living God, that he wants to bring those divine downloads and cause us to change from the inside out. We've been on this, a series recently just on the glory of God. And wow, we have seen so much of an increase, so much of an understanding of the pressing into what he has already spoken in his word for us to have, right? Amen? And so the knowledge of the glory is what I want to speak to you about here today for a little bit. Not just the glory, but the knowledge of it. We are to walk with the knowledge, which is an understanding of the glory of God. See, something could be present and something could be visible. It's right here, right in your face, right and present. But you may not receive the fullness of it if you're not walking in the knowledge, the understanding of what God has given. It's just like salvation, though it is free. Just like salvation is free unto us, and it might be explained to you, but until you receive it, it's not yours. But when you receive it, because there's an understanding for what Jesus already did on the cross, you receive it, your life starts to change. How? Because it's supernatural. The word of God is spiritual and it's supernatural, right? And so it changes things. So when we understand the glory of God, there's an aspect to the glory of God that requires our knowledge. It requires our understanding of it. So the knowledge of the glory of God, Habakkuk 2:14. And in Habakkuk 2:14, it says, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The earth will be filled. Think about that for a moment, that the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. When the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory, it's not filled with the glory of God. It's filled with the knowledge of the glory. And that's important that we understand this. It's not just filled with the glory. We can see God's glory. If you have eyes to see and you have an understanding of what God's glory looks like, we've been going over this and over, and so I know you are getting an understanding of what that glory looks like, how that glory comes, the glory of God, His power, His presence, right? But it's not just that. It's your knowledge of it will bring in an expectation that other people will go without because they're not understanding what's presently available for them. Are we following? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord, it implies an intimate understanding that God's here and He's about ready to move with wonders, signs and wonders, with power. It is an understanding of recognizing what He has already spoken of in heaven. It is an understanding of His majesty and His holiness to come down. We do not serve a God that says, I'm going to limit what I'm going to bring down. I'm going to limit my ability to bring in the glory. We walk in the glory, but He's also increasing our understanding of it when you have an expectation. When you have an understanding of something, when you have an expectation for something, you receive it. When you have an expectation, when you have an understanding, that's why so many people go without. How many people do you know that are sick and stay sick? And they're Christians, but they don't have an understanding what the Word has already done for them. They don't have an understanding of that the Word, the healing Word of God, how the healing Word of God, if they were to receive it, apply it, walk in faith, that they don't have to walk in that sickness. So it works in every area. Some people walk around depressed and discouraged and don't understand why, but if they have an understanding that the joy of the Lord is your strength and they take that in, ingest it, and let it rise up on the inside of them, the understanding of the truth literally releases the glory of God in their own personal life. Are we following? It's important that we have an understanding of the glory of God. And with understanding or knowledge of the glory of God, then the waters start to fill the sea, starts to cover the sea. It starts to fill the sea. Why? In other words, your life and everywhere you are going, everywhere you walk. Amen? Because there's a recognition and an understanding. Amen? Do you know that water will fill the lowest place in your life? The lowest place gets filled first. Like if you think about a stream and you think about a river and you think about a drought, hasn't rained for a long, long time and everything is very dry and all of a sudden it starts to rain. All of a sudden it starts to rain. Where does that rain go? It first goes to the lowest part and it'll fill the lowest part first. And if the rain continues, then that lowest part starts to get filled up so that water starts to spread to other areas of that river until the whole thing is flowing with the water of life. Amen? Why? Why? Because the water, who Jesus is, the water of life, Jesus, the water, will fill you in the lowest places in your life. When you have an understanding of how the Word works, do we have an understanding that the glory of God, an understanding of the knowledge of the glory, He wants to fill you. Let the water of life, when you're down, when you're low, when you are at the bottom of the bottom, and you're just like, you start getting into your Word, and it's just not enough. That means you need to keep on letting the water of life fill the lowest parts of you. Don't just be low, I read. You keep on reading. Why? Because you have to get filled up. Let the water fill the lowest part of your life first. And then at that point, the water starts to rise up. And when that water starts to rise up, you're getting built up. Why? Because you have an understanding of the knowledge of God and the glory that the knowledge of the glory of God is for you. It's important that we have a knowledge of the glory. A knowledge of the glory. Not just I don't know what happened, but it just all like God just supernaturally, miraculously came. Hey, that happens all the time, and that's wonderful. But there comes a point in our lives where we have to understand God's actually asked us to partner with Him. We are called to walk in the miraculous. How are you going to walk in the miraculous, partnered with God, if you don't have an understanding of the knowledge of His glory and how it works? You'll be shortchanged time after time. Because you won't have a knowledge to understand what's rightfully yours and what to contend for. How do you think we see so many healings? Because we understand what the Word says. And we fight for it. We have a knowledge. We have an understanding. We have a knowledge of the glory of God. I've already talked to you about what the glory means. We understand the vast, definition of glory. Because there's many, many, many definitions to describe one word. Right? Amen? But we would not walk in the level of healing that we see if we didn't understand the knowledge of glory. Why? Because God has chosen to partner with his people. So we bring heaven here to earth. So we bring the victories here to earth. That's why in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we are seated with him in the heavenly places. That seated with him in the heavenly places is an understanding. We have an authority to be seated where kings and queens are seated, which are people of position and authority and power. Amen.
I want to take a moment right now and just thank you for your continued financial support to this ministry and for your faithful partnership in prayer. You know, the Lord is doing amazing things, and I am just at awe at what he is doing, how many souls are being reached for the kingdom because of people like you that have partnered with us. So I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for your continued prayer and your continued support as lives are being reached for the kingdom. It's all for the purposes of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's get back to the teaching.
That's who we are. That's what God has given us. When you have an understanding of that, you don't shortchange yourself, and you don't allow others around you to be robbed from either. Are we all starting to increase in our faith, in our understanding of this? Yes? Let's turn our Bibles to John 7, 38. John 7 and 38. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to start in verse 37. And so on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." If anyone thirsts. And then it says in verse 38, "He who believes in me, the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Out, it says here, did you read it? Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Out of your heart, which means out of your belly. It means out of your spirit man, out of the very core of who you are. You were born anew by the Spirit of God. You were born anew from above. Your spirit was born anew. That area where you were filled, we call it belly, we call it heart, but it's the Spirit of God in you that you're going to flow to an overflow. And like I said before, the lowest part of your life or of that moment, we'd be filled with the water of Christ to where there's an overflow. Now you're overflowing. Now it's actually coming out of you, right? Amen. So it requires you detaching from what is wrong and less than favorable and less than good and less than right and attaching to the truth of God's truth, his word, which is truth. It requires something from us. What we carry, then we're going to carry to other people. So if I'm going to carry the Spirit of God, his truth, the knowledge of the glory, if I'm going to carry the knowledge of the glory, then there is a requirement on my life to do something with it, to bring it about. If I'm carrying something, I'm supposed to release it, right? I'm supposed to give it out. And that's what we're all called to do. Amen. I want us to all pray in the Spirit for another moment. Just pray in the Spirit for a moment. If you have your heavenly language, just start flowing. Just start flowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for an incredible service today, God. And you get all the glory and all the honor. Yes, yes, and yes again, Lord. We love you. We thank you, Lord God. It is your word that has instructed us how to walk where angels walk. It is your word that has instructed us how to walk on holy ground. It is your word that has instructed us how to walk in an understanding of what the glory even means. It is your word. And so we've been getting a more and more of an understanding of walking in the glory and in the knowledge of that glory. So Lord, we expect, and we know because your word promises, but we expect we're going to see more, a greater display of God's heavenly glory, a greater display. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen. That's my word. I'm receiving that. A greater display of God's glory. A greater display. Yes. You know, the Bible says, you don't have to turn there, but in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What did we read in Habakkuk 2:14? Knowledge. We need knowledge of the glory. We need knowledge of the glory of God. But in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. We're not going to be destroyed because we are not walking in a lack. We don't walk in a lack. We walk in the fullness. We walk in the fullness of God's knowledge. It is God's knowledge, right? He's given it to us. It's spiritual wisdom. It's spiritual understanding. And we receive it from him because his word gives it to us. When I open up my word and I read it, it's the light of Christ that enters into me. And it gives understanding to the simple because that's just what his word says, which means it gives me understanding. It gives me knowledge. And that knowledge gives me the right to walk in a realm of glory that you would otherwise not have. And you can still call yourself a Christian, but you can call yourself a powerless one. But I'll tell you, that's not anybody under the sound of my voice. We won't allow it because it's not God's best for you. Every single one of you are called to walk in a supernatural, anointed understanding of the glory of God. Everyone say, that's mine, mine, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We love your word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, for it is God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness. I mean, I could stop right there. God commanded light. God commanded light to shine out of darkness. Any area of darkness, and I mean this. I don't mean like you have these secret sins. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about attacks. I'm talking about opposition that comes against you. I'm calling that darkness, okay? Because it can feel dark, correct? For it is God who commanded light. He commanded light to shine out of darkness. So every dark, opposing spiritual force that's coming against you today, we come in agreement with God's word and we command right now light, the light of Christ in his word, to shine out of that darkness now in Jesus' name. Amen. You go, wait. Isn't that what God's supposed to do? Isn't it? For it is God. It says God. It didn't say God's people. It says God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. It was, but then it goes on. It says that he's actually shown in our hearts. Why would he shine that light in your heart if you weren't supposed to walk in the same way as Jesus walked? You're supposed to walk here on earth as he is. So are we. Yes. It makes the difference between a powerless Christian and one that understands their authority and walking in power. Because what Jesus walked in, we're to walk in. He was the example. He was the example. Let's keep going on this scripture. So he commanded light to shine out of darkness, who is shown in our hearts. Now listen to this. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the light of the knowledge of the glory, which is what we are talking about. We have read this scripture how many times, but has it ever been highlighted to you that it is the understanding? It is the understanding that there is a knowledge of God's glory that we are to walk in, and God talks about it as light. The light of his presence is going to change everything. The light of Jesus's presence will change circumstances, and it is our job to walk in agreement with it and to say, oh, I thank you, Lord God. I'm going to learn. I have to learn. Knowledge means you've gained something. It means you've gained an understanding, an intellectual understanding that doesn't stay just intellectual. It actually sinks in deep to where now it's supernatural. It becomes who you are. The very fiber of your very being changes when you know who God is. Amen. When you know what his word says. And when you know who you are in him. Remember, I taught you guys the other day that our last service, I believe it was, but how so many people have no problem when I tell them who God is, right? They know, you read the word, you get it. But the minute that I start telling you that you are called to walk in that same rightful calling and you need to exercise your faith, then things start to, some people just, they don't get it, but you're getting it. We get it in Jesus' name. Why? Because there's so much the glory of God filling the whole world. Filling our lives. What is the knowledge of the glory of God? It's so simple. It's like this. I can give you a practical example. I was teaching my granddaughter how, you know, you guys know Abigail, taking her to school. And ever since she was little, I've always just made it, you know, my priority, my responsibility to teach her about the Lord, right? And to just instill in her every moment that I have, every moment that I have with her, right? And so it's a blessing, you know, for me as well, right? And it'll be a blessing for her life, right? With what God does and everything. And so, you know, kids can kind of tend to get into a little mode of, you know, praying. And so we've been so like, okay, teaching her the word, teaching her what the, you know, stories in the Bible and scripture memory and everything. But, you know, I kind of noticed that in prayer, you know, that she would resort to a certain way of praying, you know, and not that it's bad, it's not bad at all, but I was like, time to break out of the box a bit, you know? And so, like, I would ask her to pray. Okay, we're going ahead into school, so, you know, pray. And it was the same kind of, like, standard, kind of like, you know, cookie cutter. And so, and I said, you know, baby girl, we're going to keep everything we're doing, keep learning the word, keep memorizing scripture, but I'm going to make it a priority this year. I want you to be a prayer warrior. I want you to really know how to pray. I want you to really know how to pray. So we're going to start right now. And I'm going to call it the Tag Your It Prayer. So I told her, the Tag Your It Prayer? Yeah. And so I said, which means I'm going to start praying, and then I'm going to say, Tag Your It, and you're going to pick up and just go, right? Don't slow it down, just go. And so she's like, okay, you know. So I started with, instead of Lord, please, because she would start her prayers, Lord, please, you know, Lord, please. And it's fine. I'm not belittling that. But we can't just stay there, right? We can't always live there, right? So I said, Lord, I thank you that you are in me. Lord, I thank you that the greater one lives on the inside of me. Thank you, Jesus. You are for me and not against me. I thank you, Lord God. Lord, you said, Lord, that I am the head and not the tail. And she started praying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Instead of Lord, please help. Lord, I thank you. And I started, Lord, I thank you in every scripture that can come to mind. Lord, I thank you, right? Lord, I thank, and I would just pray every scripture, right? And Tag Your It. And then she started. And then she started, and then she just started slowly at first, right? And then she'd say, Tag Your It. And then I was picked right back up. I thank you, Father God. I walk, Lord God. Lord, I walk on ground, Lord, holy ground. I thank you I'm going to trample on snakes and scorpions. I thank you, Father God. I thank you that I'm blessed when I go in and blessed when I go. I thank you, Lord. You put your spirit on the inside of me. And I just started, thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Tag, you're it. And I'm driving her to school. And so, and she just started. She got it. She got it. She got it. She started, I thank you, Lord. I go, scripture, Abby, scripture, scripture, Abby. Like, I don't care if it's not quoted word for word, but scripture, Abby. And then she was doing it. She was doing it. And yeah, sometimes she would be like a little stall out. And then she'd be like, I thank you for the sidewalks. And I thank you for the trees. And I thank you for my notebook. And I think, and it was fine. It was, she's cute. I mean, we do need to thank God for everything. There's nothing wrong with that, you know? But anyway, the point is that I go, okay, let's get back to scripture. And then she would do it, you know? So I say that because it's like such a simplified way of explaining the knowledge of the glory of God. The knowledge of the glory. The knowledge of the Word of God. When we have a knowledge of the Word of God, what can we do? It brings us into a realm of glory. I asked her after. I go, how do you feel now? How do you feel now? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I feel good. I feel, yeah. I go, yeah, you know why? I said, you feel your spirit man growing. I said, you know, I do that all the time by myself. I just don't say tag, you're it. But I do it all the time by myself. I walk around. If I start getting down, if I start feeling low, man, I start, I thank you, Lord. And it's like, you're just like, I said, you know what we're doing? We're giving the devil a black and blue eye every time we do that. We're literally choking him to death because you start to rise up. You guys ought to try it. You ought to try it. Whether you have somebody to say tag, you're it or not, you're going to do it. Good. Yeah. And so even if you don't have somebody to say tag, you're it, you be the only person that prays. You're praying with the Holy Spirit, so you're not really alone. But I said to her, I said, do you feel yourself, you know, like in faith? You feel like the faith just rose up in you? She goes, yeah, no, and I feel totally different. And I said, that's awesome, baby girl. I said, I want you to keep doing this, remember? And she goes, can we do this every morning on the way to school? I said, absolutely. We did it again today. I said, we're going to do this every morning on the way to school. So this is all yesterday, right? So, of course, today to school, did it again. But she told me, she goes, Nona, before I went to bed last night, she said, I did the tag, you're it prayer. Yeah. I said, that's awesome. I said, who'd you do it with? And she said, well, I did it by myself, but I still, you know, tag your it. But then I just kept on. I was the person. I was the tag. Oh, that's awesome. Isn't that great? All by herself in her room before she goes to bed. What is all this about? Well, it's just an understanding that we get to walk in the knowledge of God's glory. When we walk in the knowledge of God's glory, our lives change. And when our lives change because they're filled with the truth of God's word, that's when we reflect the light of Christ. We just got done reading the scripture about the light that shines in our hearts in 2 Corinthians 4 and 6, right? But that light that is there, because Jesus gave it to us, cannot become dull and it cannot become dim. It must be brightly shining. But our part is to partner with the Holy Spirit and do our part. And so tag, you're it.